You keep looking. Hope everybody's keeping up with your Bible reading. This week it's going to be in Acts chapter 9. Now, last week we read in Acts 12, Jeff, Romans 12, yes. Yeah. And I got that. Boy, that was clear. I'm looking at Acts 9 and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm not sure where Jeff is going. Why Acts 9 for a reading that's focused on being zealous for good deeds?
Well, a little bit of a different angle. You know, the story of the conversion of Saul, who becomes Paul, which is what Acts 9 is about, is a strong reminder to us that just because we think we're doing good in God's eyes, we may not actually be doing good, right? That's the power of Saul/Paul's story. He's on his way to Antioch. He's got permission from the Jerusalem religious authorities to persecute Christians there and even bring some back to Jerusalem for trial. And Paul, in good conscience, thinks he's serving God in this. And it turns out with the Damascus Road encounter of the glorified Christ that he's actually doing the exact opposite. He's doing great evil. So it's a little bit of a different angle, different twist this week.
Yeah, and think about the things he had to sort of back up the notion that he was doing the right thing. I mean, this isn't a guy that's freelancing.
No.
He's working under the authority of the high priest and has the endorsement of the religious establishment.
Yeah.
And then factor in as well, and he's not doing this in a half-hearted way. This guy is passionate.
Oh, yeah.
He is enthusiastic.
Committed to God.
And yes, that's exactly
committed
right.
Committed to God.
Convinced absolutely that he is doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think that's really critical for us to think about.
Yeah.
Just the frightening possibility of being all in.
Yeah.
Of feeling like he got the endorsement of important religious people, and you can have all of that and be absolutely wrong.
When the larger religious world agrees with you, beware. I mean, well, and then there's something too. I mean, you know, in the Bible, often the majority is often mistaken, even when the intentions are good. And there was a mid 20th century writer who made the fascinating observation at one point that the road to the Nazi gas chambers was paved with tenderness. In other words, you know, people find a way of rationalizing whatever they're doing as good, but is it really a good work? And so Saul is a stark reminder that we need to make sure we do understand what God considers good. And are working in ways that he finds acceptable, not that makes sense to us or fit within our larger religious culture.
Well, because what he wants Saul to do is going to be completely counterintuitive for him, not at all what he would have imagined. But I want to go back just for a minute and touch on this idea that he absolutely is convinced he's right, and it isn't until he hears Jesus.
Yeah.
That is, life gets oriented in the right direction. And so, in terms of the point you made a minute ago about we need to be sure, the only way to be sure is by hearing Jesus. You know, I see a lot, especially young disciples, though certainly not limited to young disciples, who are drawn to what I would describe as religious fads. For example, the community church movement is a huge religious fad right now, particularly because of their contemporary styled worship. And so think about what you have there. You have a movement that is popular, so lots of people are saying, this is the thing. And you have a mode of worship that seems to stir lots and lots of enthusiasm and passion. And yet, when we hear Jesus, it doesn't pass that test.
Right.
And so same thing is true for us as well. We need to be cautious. Just because the religious wave is moving that direction, how many times has it been moving in the wrong direction?
Yeah.
And it's the guy who's standing back, calling people, saying, you know, we need to hear Jesus on this.
Right.
That's really got the answer.
That's right. That's right. And again, the other thing is sometimes, again, the world in the larger religious world expects the church as the church to do certain forms of social good.
Right.
Whereas Jesus, again, listening to Jesus is very clear, even before Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. It's not here to solve this world's political, social, whatever problems. It is literally the ark on which God is putting individuals who are being saved to lift them out of this irreparably broken world. It's not here to fix it. It's here to lead people out of it. And so, yeah, again, we listen to Jesus. My kingdom's not of this world, whereas the larger religious world, so many, you know, religious groups, and we feel pressure sometimes. I've been pressured sometimes, even here at the building, you know, gotten letters and phone calls from religious leaders in the community wanting this congregation to join in certain larger activities in the area, and just have to respectfully decline. That's not what Jesus, as far as I can see in the book, said that this work is about.
So on a deeply personal level, because actually the story in Acts 9 is a personal story.
Yeah.
It's not about a religious movement as much as about a man who has been caught up in the wrong thing. And you know, the impressive thing about Saul is he hears Jesus,
right,
and he adjusts his path to agree with Jesus. So I think as we pursue good works, to me, that's the key to knowing we're doing the right thing, is to take our cue from Jesus, resist the religious fads that come along, and you know, just walk with him and do our thing. And in that, we can know that we're pleasing him.
And the real test then, as you rightly bring it back down to the individual level, Paul really was a true follower of God, because when he found out that God and Jesus don't want him to serve him in this way, rather than getting angry or resisting, he quit. And sometimes, you know, you and I both know people get a little bit upset when they find out that their preferred way of serving God is not actually acceptable to God when we read in the book carefully and thoroughly.
So what you're doing is right now you're raining on some people's parade, because they want the freedom. If they decide something is a good work, don't mess me up by trying to put you know, barriers around that or limits around it.
Right.
I don't want any obstacles in my way. I just want to do what I think is the right thing to do. And so, again, you're kind of raining on people's parade, saying, well, but not so fast. Just because I'm excited about it and other religious people are on board with it doesn't mean it's the will of Jesus.
Absolutely.
Acts 9. Is a great example of that. So ponder that as you spend some time reading in the chapter this week.